Shoulder pads, are they straight? Okay. Hey, it's almost Christmas, so let's spread some Christmas cheer, huh? Kolaches. You guys want some kolaches? Oh, you got the apple one. That's Santa's favorite. Do you guys like my shoulder pads?
Love them.
They've got shoulder pads. We work for a football team, you know?
That's good job.
Somebody looks hungry. Oh, Steven?
Yeah, all right.
Kolaches. What's up, Josh?
Any more?
Merry Christmas.
No, awesome. We got microwaves, so you're a growing boy. Kolaches put hair on your back.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Greg. Would you like a kolache? It's Christmas.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody loves kolaches.
No, thank you.
Would you like a kolache?
Thank you. No,
you sure?
No, thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas. If you change your
Thanks,
mind.
Thanks, Drew.
Here you go. You get the last one. It's lemon.
Ooh, lemon. Yep.
And you get to get on camera.
I don't know. Ah.
And that's that. I'm in Michael Mao, dear Drew. Can you tell us what you were thinking when you saw O'Brien put Savage in the game on Sunday? Yeah, I was excited. You know, the offense had stalled. The offense had not been moving the way the Texans wanted it to, and they needed to make a change, so O'Brien made the change. I was excited to see what Tom did, and he came in and moved the ball. Can't wait to see what he does this weekend, and I'm predicting good things. For Matthew Gomez, dear Drew, I know ending the season with a winning streak is a good thing, but do you think it's worth resting the starters on Saturday if the Titans win earlier in the day? We really need the starters to be as healthy as possible for what's shaping up to be the AFC South Championship game. Good question, Matthew. I understand your thought process there. I could see maybe in the second half a few defensive starters maybe not suiting up depending on how the game is going, but you have a new quarterback and you got to get this quarterback humming because you want to play in the playoffs, and first you got to get in the playoffs. So short answer, no. I don't think you're going to see any starters sit. It's a lot of S's in a row, starters sit on Saturday. But I understand what you're asking. Good question, Matthew. And because it's such a great question, we're going to get some scratch-offs for Christmas. Drew the Elf has sent them your way, so scratch away. But first, email and say, hey, I'm Matthew Gomez. I won. Kenneth Gaddis. Dear Drew, what does the Texans offense have to do to be more productive in the red zone? Well, short answer, score touchdowns. Now, I think they would probably tell you that's the biggest problem that they're facing right now. They got to score when they get close. They love Nick Novak. They love the accuracy. They love getting field goals. But you need 7 instead of 3. Novak could tell you that too. But I think probably a different run here or there is something you might see. And maybe mixing things up in the passing game as far as the way they attack the opposing defense. Maybe not doing a fade route, but maybe doing some other things there. Martin Torres, dear Drew, is Santa real? He's realer than Real Deal Holyfield. Zach Ayers, dear Drew, with Lamar Miller getting worn down, can we expect his role in the upcoming game to be limited in order to preserve him for the playoffs should we make it? I don't know that you're going to limit him so much as you might see more of the backs in general, because you have a stable of Alfred Blue, Jonathan Grimes, Akeem Hunt, as well as Tyler Irvin. Tyler Irvin was active last week, so you might see those guys getting some more carries than they normally get, which would maybe pull down Lamar's carries. But then again, you might see Lamar just get the same old amount of carries because you got to win football games. Dear Drew, as the Texans are the number one ranked defense in terms of yards allowed per game heading into Week 16, I felt they were seriously snubbed in Pro Bowl selection. Which particular players besides Clowney should be going? Well, Jadeveon Clowney, very worthy. You know who else is worthy? Bernardrick McKinney, the inside linebacker. 100-plus tackles, 5 sacks. He's been a leader on defense, has done a tremendous job all season long. You know who else? Whitney Mercilus, outside linebacker. Leads the Texans in sacks. Been making plays. Has 4 forced fumbles. I like what he's done. You can name any number of guys in the secondary. A.J. Boye, Quentin Demps, leading the team in interceptions. Has 3 in the last 4 games. So there's lots of guys who you could bring in there, and maybe even DJ Reader down the line. That guy's been coming on doing great things as well. So those are a few of mine, but I hope nobody plays in the Pro Bowl because the Texans are playing in the Super Bowl. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope that the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Titans on Saturday afternoon, and then the Texans take care of the Bengals, and Santa comes down the chimney and brings you everything you could ever hope for. So long.